With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. 17-year-old Jackson Cove is skating his way into the spotlight with the London Knights, earning attention as one of the top prospects for the 2026 NHL Draft. Born in Ontario but proudly rooted in the Cayman Islands, Cove is blazing a trail few from the Caribbean have traveled. This season, he's been a consistent force on the left wing, quick on the puck, sharp in transition, and fearless against top-tier defenders. His recent performances have only strengthened his case, with scouts praising his composure and offensive instincts. But beyond the stats and rankings, Cova's story resonates deeply in Cayman. He's not just chasing a dream, he's expanding the map for young athletes here at home. His rise is a reminder that talent knows no borders and that Caymanian youth can compete on any stage. As the draft approaches, all eyes are on Jackson. And back here in Cayman, a new generation is watching, skates laced, and dreams ignited. However, worthy of note, Cova closes out the year with a bang. Catch him live on Sports Extra this Tuesday, December 23rd at 7 p.m. for our season finale. You don't want to miss it. From the lanes of the Mustang Track Club to the national spotlight in NCAA Division II, Aliana Anderson continues to blaze a trail for Caymanian athletes. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal tells us more.
The Lincoln University junior was named the Great Lakes Valley Conference Indoor Track Athlete of the Week following a dominant showing at the Indiana Early Bird meet on December 12th. Anderson, who hails from Grand Cayman and majors in computer information systems, clocked 8.48 seconds to win gold in the 60-meter hurdles, ranking her first in the GLVC and sixth nationally. She also placed third in the 200-meter dash and helped Lincoln's 4x400-meter relay team secure fifth place, the highest finish for any non-Division I squad. This marks Anderson's first career GLVC weekly honor and places her among Lincoln's elite, following in the footsteps of Brittany Brown, who last earned the title in December of 2024. Her rise from local club standout to NCAA star is a testament to Cayman's growing legacy in track and field. With every race, Anderson carries the pride of her island, her club, and a new generation of athletes ready to follow her lead. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paula Cal.
Thank you, Paul. In other local sports, Cayman officials are making their mark on the regional stage. Referees Cadane Hall and Gregory Hamilton were selected to officiate the finals of the Caribbean Cup 3x3 basketball tournament, an honor that highlights their skill, professionalism, and deep understanding of the game. Their appointment to the championship match is a proud moment for Cayman and a strong sign of the territory's growing reputation in basketball officiating. Senior referee Cadane Hall reflects on the experience.
It was a very good experience to be playing 3x3 on a Caribbean level. It was a good experience for me as a team manager, but also as a referee, again, at such a high level. Able to see our boys playing at such a high level speaks volume to the work that they've been putting in over the past few months. And whatever we're doing, it's working, so we just have to keep at it.
You also had an experience refereeing as well. How was that?
Yeah, it was really good. Me and referee Gregory Hamilton, we actually referee the finals on both stops.
Okay.
So referee the finals for the first day and also for the last day. It was a really good experience. We see where we're able to learn from the first day. Second day, we got better. Definitely, we see where FIBA is taking an interest in Cayman referee, and we're just waiting for them to open up the licensing so that we can be licensed 3x3 referees.
Congratulations to Cadane Hall and Gregory Hamilton for representing the Cayman Islands with distinction. And the 2025 Appleby Under 18 High School Football Leagues wrapped up this week with two familiar names lifting silverware. Cayman Prep and High School are the new boys' champions, while Cayman International School retained their girls' title in a thrilling finale to the youth football season. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller with the details.
In the boys' division, the Champions Cup format returned for a second year, splitting teams into two groups. Cayman Prep runners-up in Group B stunned Group A winner CIS White 2-0 in the semis. St. Ignatius second in Group A edged Clifton Hunter in a dramatic penalty shootout 6-4 on spot kicks after a 2-2 draw. That set up a tense final at the Truman Bond Sports Complex. On a slick surface, both sides battled for midfield control with few clear chances. But just before halftime, a Cayman Prep corner wasn't cleared and Roger Johnson II rose to nod home the game's only goal. St. Ignatius pushed hard for an equalizer in the second half, but Prep's defense held firm. When the whistle blew, Cayman Prep had secured their third under-18 title in 6 years. On the girls' side, Cayman International School held their nerve in a penalty shootout to defend their 2024 crown. CIS defeated Clifton Hunter 7-2 in the semis while Cayman Prep advanced after St. Ignatius was unable to field a team. The final, played at the Annex, was a rematch of their regular season clash, won 5-2 by Prep, but this time it was a different story. Abigail Proud gave Prep the lead before Kaija Danter equalized late for CIS. With the score tied 1-1 at full time, the title came down to penalties. Both teams converted all five in their initial spot kicks. In sudden death, CIS held their nerve to win 1-0 and claim back-to-back titles. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.